Hello, Cheeky. Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky. And hello, Chiquitano.
Hello.
Asshole.
You're all under arrest.
And so it doth behove that we should cling like limpets, and so insanity sit out the storm.
Who said that? Was it Shakespeare?
No, it was Tim.
You sure?
Yeah, I don't talk puffy and you're too fat. Oh.
That, I'll have you know, was my last despairing attempt to inject a little culture into this farrago.
Oh, Tim, I wish you wouldn't use long words like have and know.
Why? Why do we do it? Week in, week out, why do we do it?
I don't anymore. You can't at my time of life.
Tim, what are you on about?
I'm on about the great golden heritage of English literature, Mush. That's what I'm on about. Chaucer, Shakespeare, Milton.
What a half-back line that was.
You see? That's just what I mean. We waste our lives making silly jokes like that. And silly jokes like this. My tomcat's brindled. Well, here's a mop. Go and clean it up. Silly jokes like that. Stupid.
What do you suggest we do, Smelly?
Oh, Smelly now. Smelly, is it? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
That's what I thought until a sign saying J. Blenkinsop Cobblers fell on me head.
Take a pair of sparkling eyes.
I've got them, Dr. Frankenstein, but next.
20 tiny fingers, 20 tiny toes.
Here you are, Doctor.
I ain't got no body.
What about this one?
Perfect ego. To complete our monster, all we need is...
just one of those things.
Would you believe it?
The famous smile on the face of the Mona Lisa was caused by the model sitting on one of Leonardo's brushes.
Speaking of art, don't you love those Rubens women with their firm buttocks and their fully rounded thighs?
No, I'm a Titian man myself.
I'm very fond of money.
Barry, you mean money?
No, money. Can we get on with the programme?
Hands up, all those in favour of a meanwhile.
Carried unanimously. You can put your hand down now, sir. Oh, all right, but hurry back.
Meanwhile, in a musician's garret in Germany, halfway through the first movement.
Come in.
Good evening. Are you Mozart?
Certainly not. I hadn't had a drop all day.
Crazy gang Amadeus Mozart.
Wolf, wolf.
Never mind the dog impressions. Give us a tune.
What?
I've written this little song and I need some music.
What is it called?
Love is a kick in the kidneys.
I don't do the romantic stuff. Get hold of Beethoven.
He's gone deaf.
I told him he would if he didn't stop it.
I beg your pardon?
Just a minute, just a minute, just a minute. Yes. Hi, fans. Dennis King, writer, composer, star, and corns cut while you wait.
How could you go away?
Shut up. I'm the musician on this program. Why wasn't I allowed to play Mozart?
Because you can't do a German accent and you're a lousy actor.
Oh, I accept your apology. I'd like to continue with a little monologue entitled The Desert Dog Runs Faster Because the Trees Are Farther Apart.
Must you?
Yes. There comes a time when a man is down and his enemies gather to scoff, but deep in his heart, a still small voice will always say,
Dennis, get off.
Very well, but I warn you, you've heard the last of this. See you later, fans. What, no applause? Come on!
Thank you very much.
What do you mean, thank you very much?
Well, I was climbing the producer's secretary, and,
What for?
Well, they do say, on a clear day, from the top of Iris, you can see Joe Henderson.
If you want to.
Anyway, I heard some applause, so I assumed it was for me, and, here's another little bit of culture for all you teddy boys and yobbos who listen to this programme. I shall now sing you some Lieder, after which broadcasting will cease.
Why?
Because nobody can follow my...
You wouldn't dare.
No, I wouldn't.
So I should think. All right, take us to your leader.
Oh, sneaky.
Smelly.
Shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, Damon and Heron.
There's no need for that.
It's all right, it's real German. It means ladies and gentlemen and that damned fish.
Oh. I shall now sing Ich liebe Freud verdrangen by Franz...
You am it, son, I'll play it.
...Schubert. This will be translated as I go along by Fatty Krah and, the other fella. Accompanied by Mr. Dennis King.
Pianist and personality.
Shut up.
Ich liebe Freud verdrangen.
Our milkman's name is Arthur.
Aber das freilich bin.
He's big and got flat feet.
Ach, unter den Sprechhausen.
And every single day he...
Das Strasse liebchen will.
Obliges ladies down our streets.
Du bist... I never sang that.
Yes, you did. It's all in this phrase book of Barry's.
Give me that. Naughty Hannah from Hamburg and her school for disciplinarians. This is disgusting. Can I borrow it?
No.
Oh, go on. I'm fed up with Noddy and Big Ears. They never do rude things.
Oh, all right.
Thank you. Oh.
Tim, oh. Go and stand under a cold meanwhile.
Oh, meanwhile... Oh, it's freezing in here. Meanwhile, in a men's boutique just behind the Vicuna gumboots.
Take that!
Oh, that's not nice. That's only measuring your inside leg.
I came in here for a hat.
You want it to be comfortable, don't you?
Oh, that's true. Carry on, young sir. Yeah.
And that couple today are Edith and George Possett of Gladstone Villas, Hove.
To whom we send congratulations on their 7th anniversary. We also send congratulations to Mabel Scrumptious, who's got the biggest I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Enormous. I mean, look, put a picture of the stag at bay and a pair of candlesticks on them. She'd look like a Victorian mantelpiece.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
Like
well,
watermelons, they are.
Yes, I'm sure they are. John! John!
I'm sorry. I did get a bit carried away.
But if you saw them! Whoa!
John?
Yes?
I've turned the coal meanwhile on again. Will you get under it?
All right. Meanwhile, in a council house, just in arrears of the rent.
George, you upstairs?
Yes?
Come down, I want to tell you something.
All right. What do you want to tell me?
There's a loose stair rod at the top.
I fell flat on my face.
That's more than Mabel Scrumptious could. Oh, dear.
And now, here with a humility befitting his lack of talent, is Dennis King with an arrangement for voice and piano of Mozart's Eine Kleine Roll Me Over in the Clover.
You didn't phone last night, though I sat at home and waited for your call. You didn't phone last night, and I sat alone till tears began to fall. Remember, I'm not any piece of rubbish you're abusing. I gave you a two-penny piece it seems you won't be using. You didn't phone last night, and just to show you how desperate I have grown, today I ask the post office to come and put in a phone.
We now go over to the town hall in Crumbling Crutches to hear the result of today's by-election.
Martin Fortescue Phipps.
Conservative.
40,560. George Plater.
Labour.
16,378. Alvin Marsh.
Liberal.
9,345. Gladys Scrumptious.
Big boobs.
4,000,089!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. I would just like
to say... Just a moment.
Yes?
You're not Gladys Scrumptious. Who are you?
I am Chihuahua Drummond.
Don't you mean Bulldog Drummond?
I've not been well.
Look.
I need your help.
What, humble us?
Yes, humble you. I'm on the trail of Kurt Dirt, the arch thief. He's just stolen Marble Arch, you know.
Before we knew where we were on a steamer heading for Cherbourg.
This is an aeroplane heading for Berlin.
You see, I said it was before we knew where we were.
We must be careful. Kurt Dirt is a mastermind.
I thought you said he was an arch thief.
Yes, but he's also minding the Latin master from Harrow. Oh, Drummond, you smooth talker and fool.
My opinion, exactly.
You mind? Through the magic of radio, we are going to another location.
Well, why don't we have a meanwhile?
We don't always have a meanwhile.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Do.
Don't.
Now, girls, don't let's quarrel. Meanwhile...
See, we do.
Shut up. Meanwhile, in a secret laboratory close to the Bunsen burner.
Wow! Not that close. Thank you.
Two white-coated scientists are hunched over a complicated piece of apparatus.
Professor Mindblown.
Yes?
I think it's time you went to lunch. Your stomach's playing up something awful.
For Mr. George Cattar of Ellesmere Port, that was a tummy-rumbling joke.
Tim, why did you say that?
Because Mr. Cattar is one of our most loyal and devoted fans, and he's as thick as two short planks.
And now back to Chihuahua Drummond and the Hello Cheeky team, who are still circling 20,000 feet above Berlin Airport. No mean feat, as the plane landed half an hour ago.
Now listen, you chaps. I've just discovered that Kurt Dirt is the brains behind his forehead. We've got to do something about it.
Why?
Well, it's just a front.
Just, Dennis, there is no chord written in the script there.
No, but I haven't been on for a while. Hi, fans. Huggable, kissable me again. Well, melody time now, and our spot of the week was going to have been Des O'Connor, but we put some ointment on him and he went away. Hey, this joke telling's easy. You have a go, Don. Ladies and gentlemen, here's our drummer, Don Lawson, with a joke.
Hi, fans. Lovable Don Lawson here.
Never mind that. Get on with the joke.
Well, there's this idiot. He went and bought a scarf. Next day, he took it back to the shop, said it was too tight.
Oh, thank you, Don. And now here's our bass player, Tony, to tell a joke. Go on, this is your big chance.
I don't know any jokes.
Well, go on, tell him about the man who was so thin that when he took a shower, he had to walk about to get wet. Go on, tell him that one. Go on, that's good enough.
Oh, all right, then. There was this man who had to walk about when he had a bath. I don't think this is really my field.
No? Never mind, Tony. Never mind, Tony, I've got another one here. There was an Englishman, an Irishman,
Dennis,
and a Scotsman,
Dennis,
and one day they all got into...
You called.
Get back to the piano, you transistorized model of Bobby Crush.
What?
If you don't, we'll take away your monitor's badge.
Bitch.
Beautiful girls, walk a little slower as you walk by me.
Why?
My wife's tied my feet together.
Oh. Here is a flash from our motoring unit.
Oh, God. Earlier today in Northamptonshire, a milk tanker collided with a lorry carrying Ovaltine. Motorists are advised to avoid this section of the M1 as it is now fast asleep.
Now, Gordon Heavylegs talks to Alfred Bladder about his interesting collection of string.
Now, Mr. Bladder, will you tell us exactly when you started collecting string?
No.
Why not?
I haven't had my fee yet.
Very well.
Thank you. Well, I first became interested in string in 1947.
Oh, really? What happened?
I got fed up with it ever so quickly, and I didn't think about it again until 1968.
I see. What happened then?
String re-entered my life as a substitute for sex.
How was that?
Well, I discovered that you cannot plait sex or tie up parcels with it.
That's very true, Mr. Bladder, but by the same token, you can't...
I know what you're going to say. But don't, because the BBC will not let you.
Perhaps you'd care to describe some of your pieces of string for our listeners.
Well, this is a long piece of string, which I call long.
Yes.
This is a short piece of string, which I call short.
Yes.
And this is a piece of string, which is shorter than the long piece of string, and longer than the short piece of string. So I call it King Constantine the First.
Why?
Mind your own business.
Mr. Bladder, I'm getting rather bored with this conversation. Would you mind lending me that piece of string?
Certainly, but...
I first became interested in string when I used this piece to strangle Mr. Bladder. I also have a longer piece, which I call Ethel.
Next week, Martin Pinn will be talking about my passion for Irish wolfhounds and what the magistrates had to say about it. While I'm here, may I just say hello to Enid, Scrumpy, and all at Dunromin. Last night, we tried the balloon and cauliflower game, and it's possible Mother may never play the cello again.
And now the Dennis King trio in my sweet little Alice Blue gown. And if they split it, I'll never forgive them. As I sit here on my French hotel veranda, having caviar and chips for tea, not even old Onassis could live grander, but there's one place that I'd rather be. I wanna go back to 23 Lobelia Avenue, Clapham, Southwest 9. Though I shouldn't be complaining, because there I know it's raining, and out here the sun just can't forget to shine. For years and years I've saved up every penny, 'cause I mean to have the best time yet. And all my worldly cares I don't want any, but there's one thing that I can't forget. I know that each one of you has had that feeling now, haven't you, of some place for which you care. Although the glamour of this hotel is driving me insane, and the waiter's gone to bring me one more magnum of champagne, I want to go back to 23 Lobelia Avenue, 'cause me money's on the sideboard there. And now we present another Hello Cheeky scoop.
It's not a scoop, it's a fish slice.
All right, another Hello Cheeky fish slice. Oh. What do you want to say that for, you fool? It's radio, they'd never have noticed.
My mother told me telling lies was wrong.
Is that all she told you was wrong?
No, she also mentioned going to
a chandelier. Ah, well, that's not wrong. Difficult, but it's not wrong. Now, where was I?
Standing in front of Tim and me, hogging the microphone.
Oh, well, you're going to be like that. Do it yourself, fish face.
He's not a fish face, he's a scoop.
Oh, shut up, fish face.
We present the life story of one of the great men of our time. The name of Sir Arthur Porridge is known to everyone.
Not to me, is it?
I don't consider you to be anyone.
Oh, maybe not, but at least I can tell a fish slice.
Both rugby players. It was a very secluded village. My first recollection was of my father holding me aloft on the balcony of our ancestral home to show me to the villagers. My second recollection was waking up in the cottage hospital with a large bump on my head. Daddy was a rotten scrum half. Nevertheless, my childhood was uneventful, but as I grew to adolescence, I remember with particular affection Jenny, one of the village girls. I can hear her voice even now.
Oh, stop that, Master Arthur, stop that. If you don't stop that, there'll be a terrible row.
Stop what, Jenny?
Going home just when I'm getting interested.
As a young man irritated by family disciplines, I hitchhiked to Plymouth and ran away to sea. This made my feet all wet, so I ran back to the shore and waited for a ship.
Ha-ha, me bully boy. Looking for a job, are ye?
Oh, yes, sir.
Fancy a bit of adventure, do we? Salt spray in your face, sailing round the world, dusky maidens in all them far-off lands.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, there's no good coming to me. I'm a greengrocer. Why don't he have a word with that tall puff in blue down by the bollards?
Please, sir, what's a puff?
I don't think you'd better go to sea, lad. Why not try the Air Force?
There isn't one.
Then go home and wait a while.
I took his advice. Time used to hang heavy, but there was always Jenny for consolation.
Master Arthur, for the sixth time, don't he do that again? For at least 20 minutes.
At the age of 20, in accordance with my mother's wishes, I entered the church. One day I was seated in my study writing a sermon on the loaves and fishes, which you'll know is very difficult if you've ever tried writing on a loaf. Or a fish, for that matter. Suddenly, there was a knock on the door. Come in.
Reverend Porridge, we're from the Archbishop. We've come to relieve you of your incumbency.
I beg your pardon?
You're getting the elbow from upstairs. They won't stand for that new-look parish magazine of yours.
You went too far with that nude centrefold of the Bishop of Broadstairs.
This was sad, really, because in those days I had regarded that picture as a scoop.
Looked more like a fish slice.
At about this time, I was called up by the army, which was very inconvenient as there was a war on at the time. Early in the war, I found myself in grave danger. But I managed to avoid Jenny's father. And, like any decent, right-thinking Englishman, I deserted. Immediately after the war, I started to dabble in the law. Father, father, my articles have come through.
I always said you were a late developer.
Glad you like that one. Shortly after this, I acquired my first quarter million. This was the result of two strokes of luck. The first was marrying a rich lady, and the second was a chance conversation we had on our wedding night. Darling.
Yes, darling.
With the money, I purchased the Didsbury Sentinel, the Marquette Gazette, and some compromising photographs of a Liberal MP and the female half of a trapeze act. These were the foundations of the career which led me to where I am today.
Come on, 903, it's exercise time.
Thank you, Warder. Good night, all. Good night.
Good Archie. Sayonara, Chiki.
This program is written and performed by Barry Cryer, John Junkin and Tim Brooke Taylor. Music by the Dennis King Trio. And the program was produced by David Hatch.